There was a girl
who thought that dreams were true, that fantasy existed, that this world was just a simulation and not real. And the girl didn't know what was real and what was not. She would look through her window and see people pass, but it wasn't like they were walking. It's like if they were being held and they were forced to walk. This child didn't know what was really, truly real. And as much as she tried to see through all these things, it just didn't happen. She couldn't. Was she crazy? Was she in another world? Did she realize what she was doing to herself with so much thoughts? No, she didn't. She thought it was natural to think the way she did. And no matter how much she tried not to, she couldn't help herself but continue to think. And then when she would speak to someone, she felt uncomfortable because she felt that these people that she would talk to, there was something wrong with them. But she still couldn't understand what was wrong with them. And every time she looked, all she got to see, the people walking, but yet not walking. And when she looked into their eyes, she saw nothing. There was no reflection, there was no light. It was like staring at a rock. No connection at all whatsoever. She kept wondering, when would this stop? It was becoming too much to her. She would get upset. She would cry. And every night that she'll go to bed, she'll say, when is this going to stop? When am I going to see what I need to see? Why is my mind and everything in it is not connected? What is happening to me? Is it a dream? Can I wake up? Is it something that I invented? Something that I did to myself? I don't understand this world. I don't understand the people in it. There's so many things that are different. But at the same time, why is it that I feel that every person that I see, there's a hand holding them back? Can't they see that? And when I speak to them, can't they hear how they sound? Do they take a look at themselves and see the way their eyes look? Or is it me that is not the normal person? Or is it me that's carrying all this baggage inside of myself? Because if it is, then what can I do to get away from this? Look, wherever I turn, there they are, walking. And all they do is walk and walk. They walk everywhere. They don't stand still. And they whisper to themselves. And I wonder what they're saying to themselves. And then they turn around and they look at me. And the head goes side by side, like looking at me like out of pity, sorrow. But then I don't see the pity in them. And I don't feel the sorrow within them. And I look at their bodies and they look fine. Like there's nothing wrong with their bodies. And I run. And I go home. And I just open that door and run anywhere that I can see a mirror. And when I look in that mirror, I see me. I see my eyes. I hear myself speaking. I look deeper. And I start to realize that, wait a minute, maybe it isn't me. Because I am confronting myself here in this mirror. And this mirror doesn't lie because I can see myself. I can see the expressions on my face and even in my eyes. I can see the sadness in my face, the smile, as well as I can see the confusion. I'm so confused. I can see that. I can see my agony. I can see my suffering. And I can feel these things. And I can see the anger, and I can feel the anger and the sadness. And yet I can smile and see it. And I can laugh, and I feel it and I see it. All these emotions that I feel I can translate to this mirror. This mirror is showing me that I have these things. But when I step out, all I see, these people are walking. And I see the hand that holds them. And I wonder, when those hands let go? When can they see and feel what I do? Why is it that they are being held and I'm not? What is it that they have that I don't have? Or what is it that I'm aware that they're not aware? But I look in the mirror and I look, and as much as I look, it tells me, it's okay, you're okay, because you see me and I see you, and you speak to me and I speak to you. And I feel what you feel, and then I see what you see. And I hear your words. But why can't anybody else feel, see, hear? And I close my eyes. But I don't want to wake up. I want to keep my eyes closed. I don't want to keep seeing the same things that I'm seeing. I don't want to face it anymore. And as much as I try to fight this feeling, I can't. I really can't. And how can you understand it if you're not where I'm at? You're in your own world. You're looking for your own answers. You're looking for your solution. You're looking to understand. You're looking to be heard. You're looking to be accepted. You're looking for someone to say you're great, you're wonderful. You're looking for that hand that holds you back. I show my face and they don't see it. I speak to them, but they don't hear me. So am I a joke? Do I show myself? Do I yell and say, here I am, notice me? Because I've done everything that I possibly can to be noticed. I shave my hair, I put earrings, I color my face, I'm not as pretty as you think. Am I disfigured? Is there something wrong with me? Is it physical that stands out? Am I too skinny, or am I too fat, or am I showing too much? Why am I here? Why do I feel that I have to be many things? Why? Because maybe it's easier to be noticed if I am. Maybe it's easy to be noticed if I'm different and I'm unique. Maybe it's okay if I show a little bit of my physical. Maybe you notice my legs. Maybe you don't notice my breast. Maybe you notice my butt, my teeth, my nose, my hair. If I color it, if I do something to my face, will you hear me? Will you see me? I feel alone. I feel there's no one. Because when they look at me, their eyes, they're not seeing nothing about me. And I try to
to be different. I can be a clown. I can look like a doll. I can look like an actress. I can look so many different ways. I can share a story. I can tell you things that are sad. I can tell you things that hurt. I can tell you things that are painful. I can share horrible things that has happened. I can sing. Maybe if I sing in my voice, you like what you hear. Maybe if I paint something, or if I draw something, or if I make something, anything. Maybe if I buy that bike, or buy that car, or fix that house. Maybe, just maybe, those people that are just walking, maybe they notice. Everybody wants to be noticed and wants to be seen and wants to be heard. I mean, I think so. But why is it that no one can see me? No matter what I do, no matter what I try, they don't understand me and they can't see me. And as much as I try to do everything to break through this, I can't. And I'm in a world that I'm the only one in it, and no one else is. And I wonder, when does it stop? When does it completely disappear? Because all I have is the mirror. The mirror reminds me that I do exist, that I am here. Because it hears me, it sees me. It sees all my emotion. It sees a lot. How long am I gonna go through this? I wanna be set free. I wanna be set free where I can realize that, or maybe, I don't know, maybe I have to realize something. And what is it that I have to realize? Oh my God, it's so much things in my head that I don't know which direction to go. I'm so confused inside of myself. I'm trying to think. But how do I think? I mean, you hear different ideas and opinions, but where is my truth? Where does my thought goes? I need to reach a point where I have to understand all this. Just maybe I need to find my truth. I need to find, what is my truth? What is it that I want to do to get out of this? and find a solution and how to get out of this. Because it's not giving me anything. And all I notice every day that I get up is these people walking and the hands that hold them back. And I don't want to be like that. I want to be me. But who am me? Who am I? I don't want attention. I don't need no one to hear me. I don't need approval. I don't need to be accepted. Wait a second. I look in that mirror, and that person that's in that mirror, wait a minute, isn't it that person that I need to accept, that I need the approval, that I need to be noticed and I need to be heard? Isn't it that person in the mirror that is the one that tells me it's okay, it's not okay? Isn't it that person in the mirror that shows my suffering, that can see these emotions in my face, my tears, my laughter, my joy? Isn't it that person that counts, that matters? And yet, I've been going outside all this time to get the approval of these people that are walking and seeing how they're being held by a hand. And then I look into their eyes so they can see me and accept me. And I want them to hear me, but they're not. Why am I going out every day to see these people that are walking that who don't approve? But it's not that they don't approve, it's that they just don't care. Their eyes are like stones, and what comes out of their mouth doesn't make sense. And wait a minute, and I've been giving my energy, my time to these people. What have I been doing all this time locked in this room? I've been waiting for someone to come and open that door, but it's not up to anyone. It's up to me, and it's taken me this long to wake up, to realize that I had it in me. I didn't understand. I went out every day to seek what I needed to seek within myself, and I thought that the answers were out there among others, and it wasn't, because every time I went outside, they continued to walk. They didn't stop. They didn't hear me. They just continued to walk. And I wanted to be noticed and I wanted to be seen, but it wasn't up to them. It was always up to me. It was always up to me to see who I was and what I was. And I spent so many years locked in a room trying to find the answer out there, when all this time the answer was in me. And And I tried to lean on these people that were walking. And I tried to share, and they didn't listen. And no time did they listen. Oh, how I wasted my time. Why didn't I know this sooner? Why couldn't I see this sooner? Why do I feel that everyone has the answers except me? When all this time, I've always had the answer. But I guess I never trusted enough in myself to think that I matter, that I'm special, that I'm important. I never thought I could ever feel this way. I never knew that I can put a smile on my face, that I can laugh at myself, that I can love myself, like myself, that I can honestly look and say, there's things I don't like that I want to change, that I can put something and know this is who I am, that I don't have to be something that I'm not, or pretend something that I'm not, or do things, or fix myself, or to look different so you can notice me. I just had to be who I am. And that was so easy. So easy. Just be who I am. Don't wait for someone to approve. I needed to approve myself. I needed to accept myself. I needed to understand myself. And I needed to realize that this was my truth. And I also needed to man up to my mistakes, take responsibility for my mistakes. And I had to realize that I was never perfect, that I was just me, learning and growing and facing difficult things, painful things, hurtful things. But I had to realize that these are the things that make me grown and strong and courageous and makes me better. And I had to realize that because these people will walk every day, that that wasn't me. That I had to take something negative and turn it into positive. And I had to realize that I didn't want to die in this box. I didn't. I wanted to live. I wanted to live as long as I could. I wanted to share with myself the things that I've learned and grown and the knowledge that I've gained. I wanted to be humble and kind and understanding. And I wasn't to the people that were walking because I was so angry with them and I criticized them and I judged them because they had a hand behind them, pulling them. And I was in there in the same situation as they were. The only difference is that I can see their hand being pushed, but I couldn't see the hand that was pushing me. So it was easy to see and blame them than to take responsibility for me.
and see the truth. I was no different than them at all. Because as they were held by the hand and their eyes looked like a rock, I could not know what they were feeling or going through. Because maybe their thoughts, imagination, hallucination, or anger, pain was covered by the hand that was pushing. And the emotions and their feelings were taken by the eyes that looked like a rock. And maybe they couldn't break away as I did. And I judged them. And I cursed them. And I got angry at them because there was no one here for me. But that wasn't true. I did have someone. I had the person that was in that mirror all this time, and I didn't get to realize it or to see it, that I was never, ever alone. Never has been. But it's taken me so long to see this, to realize this. And now I don't know where to start. I don't know where to begin so I can open that door and somehow unlock that door. And I'm going to try. No, I'm not going to try. I'm going to do it. I'm going to unlock that door so I can set myself completely free. And maybe, just maybe, I can help those people that are just walking. But I need to help myself first. I need to understand so many things, and I need to accept my truth, and I need to take responsibility, and I need to grow, and I need to learn, and I want to know as much as I can, because the more I know, the more powerful I become within myself, and more stronger, and I believe in myself more and more each day, and then I can go out there and help those that need it, and I can teach them that hand in their back, they don't need it anymore. They don't need to be pushed to walk, that they can do it on their own now. And I get it now. I understand it. I really do. And it's becoming more and more clear. And I hope and pray that every day I become more wiser, more knowledgeable, that I gain everything that I could, because I'm ready to receive. I'm ready to accept my truth. I'm ready to accept the reality of my world, because it's my world as it is my truth. because once I see it, and once I accept it, and once I work through it, then I will be free. And I can open that door and continue going forward and not look back, because there will be nothing to look back on. Nothing. So, all these things that I have gone through, now it's time to see more, put more of the beauty, more of the happiness, more of the joy, comfort, that peaceness inside of you. Contentment. And I want that. And I know that I can have all these things, and it doesn't mean that I'm not gonna go through sorrow or pain. I am, because I've been locked up so long that that's part of this world that I lived in. But I have to learn how to embrace it. I know that there are things that will occur, but I need to learn to understand it and accept it and realize that I don't have to feed it anymore, because I have an understanding. So today, I want everybody to know that today I start my new journey, and I know it's not going to be easy. But I also know that I'm not going to be in that place for the rest of my life. And I look forward to leaving that place and seeing more light than darkness. And I must say goodbye to those that walk every day. But you see, I need to move forward. I need to go to the reality of the world and see it for what it is and accept it. And perhaps if I run into you again, then I'll take it as I meant to help you, and I will. So if you stay there, I hope that someday you will wake up and see what I have seen, and will give you the courage and the strength to let go of that hand so you can learn to stand on your own. But I must move further, and I must go on my way. And I'm not leaving you completely, but I need to leave you to get myself better. So if tomorrow I run into you and you're still walking, then I would have all the tools I need to help you let go. Remember, when that time comes, that would be your decision to make. that would be your choice to make. That you'd be able to be free and independent and know what it is to really feel free. So this little girl has grown up and gained this. And maybe tomorrow you can have it too.